With Congress back in session this week, Connecticut's two U.S. senators say they'll support federal funding for relief efforts for Houston and other areas of the Gulf Coast. This is despite the fact that most Republican members of Congress from that area had not supported similar federal relief for Connecticut and other northeastern states following Superstorm Sandy. WSHU's Abong Odama reports.
Both Connecticut U.S. Senators Richard Blumenthal and Chris Murphy are Democrats. But Murphy says disaster relief should not be a partisan issue.
Just because this disaster didn't happen in Connecticut doesn't mean that Connecticut senators and Connecticut's representatives don't have an obligation to help them clean up. Just like when the next disaster hits here, we expect senators and representatives from Texas and Louisiana and California and Montana to help us clean up again.
Murphy says he'd prefer if Congress appropriated disaster relief every year rather than have a debate over funding after every disaster. Senator Blumenthal says he'd like to see the federal funding go beyond immediate disaster relief.
A national infrastructure program should be possible as a result of rebuilding the Gulf Coast. And that's what I will fight to achieve, a consensus, bipartisan, across the country, across the aisle, across geographic boundaries, saying to the nation, we will rebuild.
Blumenthal says a delay in aiding the Gulf Coast would lead to much higher gas prices. President Donald Trump has sent a request to Congress asking for $7.8 billion as a down payment on federal disaster relief funding for Texas and the Gulf Coast. The money would go to the Federal Emergency Relief Agency, FEMA. Ebong Udama, WSHU News.